Good morning to everyone. I'd like to extend a welcome to all, especially our visitors. We have a very full room this morning, and that makes me glad. I'm joyful that so many are interested in God's Word, and so many are interested in what He has in store for us in our lives. As most of you already know, I'm not a full-time preacher. Our church group here is currently searching for a man that is seeking this work. So please feel free to share that news with you whenever you go. That being said, I'm a full-time husband, a full-time father, and a full-time Christian. And for a career, I'm a full-time engineer, but I'm not a full-time preacher. In each of these roles, I'm incomplete, often failing, but nonetheless, I'm still aiming to improve myself and still aiming to please God. I really liked how Edward began his sermon last week, so if everyone would bow with me together, we can pray together real quick. Our Father in heaven, you are holy and righteous, and you are deserving of praise. We have love for you because you first loved us. How marvelous you are, and how lowly we are in comparison. We pray this morning that all of our external responsibilities be lifted from our minds, that we can set them aside and fully focus on you. We pray that we'll be able to learn from your word. We pray that this morning I may be able to deliver a message that's based on your word without bias, that's fully relaying the intent of your words and providing application that is correct, that we may use to improve our souls. Please see the intents of our hearts. Please see that we repent from all sin and see that we aim to please you. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Please be patient with us, Father. Please give us a heart to follow after you. Please allow us to enter into your loving arms when our life here is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over the course of the past few years or so, I've heard many lessons that have touched on the topic of bearing fruit, but I don't recall any of the lessons I've heard that concentrated solely on what that meant. And so I'd like to focus this morning on bearing fruit. I'd like to approach this topic head on and from multiple viewpoints to explore what God is telling us. I particularly ask the children this morning to pay attention to this lesson. Whenever this topic has come up in lessons or in conversations, oftentimes the seemingly obvious aspects of it are overlooked. I think some of the more elementary questions that we have regarding what it means to bear fruit need to be asked and are essential to delving deeper into the scriptures. So I'd like to approach this topic with a few questions. First, what do the scriptures say about bearing fruit? Secondly, what are God's expectations of me with regard to bearing fruit? And thirdly, how can I bear fruit in my life so that I may be pleasing to God? While keeping these questions in mind, let's talk about fruit. The Bible refers to literal fruit, such as olives, grapes, and figs, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the word fruit being used in a symbolic sense. All crops are considered fruit of the earth. Children are called fruit of the womb, and a man's words are called the fruit of his mouth. People have long used fruit to mean results, products, outcomes,